Nintendo.
Yes.
Known for Super Mario.
Brings back some memories.
But now you can play Nintendo, sort of play, for health reasons.
Really?
Yeah. Nintendo is the latest technology company to jump into the healthcare area. The video game maker, known for Super Mario, has just introduced their QOL platform, which stands for Quality of Life, and includes an expanding line of health devices and sensors. And for more on this, on the line is Nintendo specialist Jesse Hirsch.
Hold on, I got to pause my game.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm good now.
There you go. Man, oh man, you know, Super Mario, I was just thinking what I would, and of course with Lee playing that in the background, how many hours we spent in front of a video screen playing Super Mario, and now this company has about to make an announcement about healthcare, quality of life. Tell us more about this.
Perhaps they're atoning for their sins. They're feeling guilty about turning an entire generation into couch potatoes.
I doubt that very much.
No. This is very much about money and data, and it's an interesting pivot by a game company that's getting into the healthcare sector, in part playing off the success of the Wii and the Wii Fit and how Nintendo did appeal to the entire family and got them off the couch. So the idea is to extend that into the world of health and fitness. That will include a range of products that begin with a sleep sensor, in part because sleep is rather central to our health and well-being.
A sleep sensor? How's that going to work?
Well, interestingly enough, while there are a bunch of sleep sensors on the market, this is one that sits on your bedside table. So while Nintendo will have a bunch of wearable health technology, their first one isn't a wearable. It's something that uses both radio and infrared frequencies to basically map out and scan the activity on your bed. So when you get up, when you go to sleep, when you toss and turn, and it uploads all that data into the cloud and then has an app that runs on your smartphone or your tablet that not only displays that data, but this is the point of Super Mario, in that Nintendo is still a game company. And the reason they're getting into health is partly because of their expertise in game design, hoping that that might actually impact people's behavior.
But there's that darn cloud thing again. Why do you think Nintendo's getting into healthcare?
I think part of it is data and the value of data. I think another side is Nintendo's ability to create a technology that's durable and affordable. I mean, you know, think about how those controllers survived all sorts of abuse and continued to function, at least in most cases. But the other really has to do with a shift around health and fitness in terms of, I think, people willing to spend money when it comes, you know, whether it's in that rush to join fitness clubs after the new year, or just in general from the preventative health perspective, that if Nintendo can leverage their expertise in game design, if they can make health and fitness fun, if you'll collect points for every good night's sleep that you have, let alone some of the other elements of health and exercise, I suspect Nintendo's hoping that they're in a position both to successfully market, but also maintain that kind of relationship with patients, or I guess they're called customers or players, but it does shed the gaming company in a different kind of light.
Yeah, and what do you make, I mean, Nintendo's going into it, but they're not alone. What do you make about the fact that so many tech companies are now so aggressively moving into the health sector?
It is quite surreal, to be honest.
Even I think, Nike's into the health sector now.
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's Nike, Apple, Google, Samsung, Microsoft. I mean, these are some heavy players moving in on a sector that, you know, for the most part, it's been kind of boring. So maybe, if anything, they'll bring some excitement. They'll bring some panache. But on the other side, this is about data, and it's about the growing value of data, and in particular, health data is rather both vulnerable for the individual sense, but incredibly valuable when it comes to motivating people's decisions. Let's say their purchasing decisions, let alone their health decisions. I mean, sleep data alone is fairly valuable, let alone the broader information that these companies are going to gather. Now, I also feel that there's a marketing angle to this, that the way to, you know, take in your case. I mean, maybe you haven't bought a smartphone because of all the marketing they've offered so far, but if they say, hey, Rick, you can live an extra 10 or 20 years if you buy this latest version of a smartphone that'll keep you happy and healthy and more inclined to exercise. So I think it speaks to a different kind of angle when it comes to selling people technology.
But you bring that up. And I do have an iPhone, which, you know, you have to do an update on every once in a while. I did the latest update, and all of a sudden pops up an app which has got the little heart on it, which is a healthcare app from Apple.
And the same thing happened to my Android device, that it also had that little heart pop up. So maybe it's their way of saying, hey, we know you and we'd like to get to know you even better. But I think it speaks to an opportunity, dare I say it, amongst the tech sector to muscle in on the healthcare sector, which certainly offers untold money, untold billions when it comes to consumer spending.
And what might this mean for the healthcare system then?
A conflict, I think, is an easy one, a disruption another, and it again comes back to that issue of data. I mean, while most doctors and hospitals have electronic medical records, electronic health records, as far as my understanding, none of those systems have an import capability. No one's expecting a patient to show up and be like, hey, look at all this health data that my smartphone has collected over the last year. Quite frankly, I don't think the healthcare system as we know it is ready for that explosion in information. And further, it changes the relationship with our health professional. Because traditionally, we go to the health professional, they've got all the data. We look at their records, and they're the authority. But now we're going to be the ones showing up with our data, with our technology, and they'll be coming to look at what we have. And that in and of itself changes the relationship, let alone how empowered Dr. Google's going to be.
I was going to say, Dr. Google, does he get some sort of referring fee for that?
Well, I'm sure on an advertising level, yes. But think about the pandemic of hypochondria, which is already being blamed on Dr. Google. Now Dr. Google's going to have even more and more information, let alone Dr. Mario over there for Nintendo. So again, I think the healthcare system as we know it is walking into a dark alley and not realizing what these tech companies are about to do, especially when it comes to the relationship between a patient and their data.
Wow. Jesse, thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Jesse Hirsch, our technology columnist here, and he can be reached via his website, which is jessehirsch.ca, jessehirsh.ca. It's sort of an anthem for people, isn't it? I think so, yeah. With that in the background, let's ask Steve Luce what's going on in news today.